Indonesia's battle against the coronavirus has an added burden, terrorism. With limited resources, this nation of some 270 million people is the worst pandemic-affected country in Southeast Asia. More than 1,100 are already dead, thousands are infected. But along with the pandemic, Indonesia also needs to fight terrorism. From Jakarta, I'm Sigtus Harsan, and I will be presenting this week's observations. The security forces are busy fighting the deadly disease, and terrorist groups see an opportunity there. Indonesia's most dreaded terrorist group, the Jamaah Ansar Daulah, or simply JAD, has suddenly become active. They are busy spreading the radical ideology and recruiting members for jihad, the fight against enemies of Islam. JAD is considered the most influential domestic affiliate of the Islamic State. It works to establish an Islamic caliphate in Southeast Asia.
At least five suicide bombers have detonated bombs among Sunday mass congregations at three different churches in Surabaya.
As part of their jihad, they blasted churches in East Java in May 2018 and in 2019 engineered serial blast in a Catholic cathedral in Jolo in the Philippines. From January up to May, Indonesian police arrested some 60 suspected JAD members for planning to attack amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The latest arrest was as recent as May 11 of a 40-year-old Quran teacher in West Java. Soon after the Muslim holy month of Ramadan started in April 24, another was arrested in Banten province along with his three co-jihadi fighters. Joining the group at this pandemic time are East Indonesia Mujahideen, or MTI, and Jamaah Islamiyah. The Al-Qaeda-affiliated Jamaah Islamiyah has not been in the news in recent years following the death of its leaders, but they continue to work to establish an Islamic caliphate in Southeast Asia, covering Indonesia, Singapore, Brunei, Malaysia, Thailand, and the Philippines.
Indonesian police say the student who blew himself up outside a police station last week had links to Islamic State-inspired terror network. The 24-year-old killed himself.
In the past few months, the Islamic State has renewed its call to its allies, spread in several Asian nations, to carry out attacks and die as martyr during the COVID-19 pandemic. The IS and its affiliate groups are spreading messages through the internet, presenting the pandemic as Allah's revenge against countries that oppressed Muslims. The members are urged to revenge against the killing of IS head Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and the Chinese repression of Uyghur Muslims. The pattern of persuasion is to fight non-Muslims and become martyrs for the caliphate. After losing ground in Syria, the IS has moved to virtual caliphate and continues to encourage its sympathizers to increase terror attacks during the pandemic. The Chinese angle of revenge for repression of Uyghur Muslims is visible in Indonesia. We see this in the arrest of a group of suspected terrorists in Batang, Central Java, on March 25th. The group's leader plotted a bomb attack with a plan to loot shops owned by Indonesian Chinese descents. Targeting Indonesian Chinese citizens is not something new for radical groups. For them, China and all businesses of ethnic Chinese are new enemies of Islam because of the Chinese oppression of Uyghurs. Ramadan, the holiest Muslim month this year, began amid COVID-19 restrictions. But for JAD and other groups, Ramadan is the most appropriate time to commit martyrdom. Even after arresting some JAD members on the eve of Ramadan, the police are clueless on the targets. In Indonesia, the terrorists arrested in the past 6 months were all linked to the plots of IS-affiliated networks to retaliate the death of their leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. a US-led operation shot dead al-Baghdadi in last October. Immediately after Baghdadi's death, terrorism experts across the globe had warned about the repercussions, particularly against the US triumphalist claims that his death was the defeat of the Islamic State. IS remains dangerous and capable of orchestrating attacks through its local affiliations in the Southeast Asian nations, particularly Indonesia, the Philippines, and Malaysia. 2 weeks after Baghdadi's death, a JAD suicide bomber attacked the police station in Medan in North Sumatra on November 13th last year. A month later, members of MTI attacked a police station in central Sulawesi where a policeman was killed. The JAD is estimated to have some 10,000 members hiding in sleeper cells in many places from Sumatra to Christian-majority Papua. They escaped to the restive Papua region to create more chaos and to take advantage of its political turmoil. The season calls for utmost vigilance against terror attacks. The state systems are focused on fighting the pandemic, and Ramadan month inspires terrorists. Ordinary people need to be alert to save themselves and others.
This Union of Catholic Asian News podcast is produced by Binu Alex. We need your support to continue reporting news and features. Log on to ucanews.com/donate to help whatever way you can.